This diagnosis is generally telling patient's name is Josephine Bricker, B-R-I-C-K-E-R, Josephine, J-O-S-E-P-H-I-N-E. Date of birth is... Date of birth is 8/3/1939. Date of service. Miss Bricker is a very pleasant 83-year-old female with history of insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, chronic kidney disease is stage 4, neuropathy, hypertension, hypothyroidism, history of asthma, and was presented to the emergency room after she had a fall last month. She's admitted for a planned open treatment of the trimalleolar ankle fracture. Orthopedic surgery was consulted. External fixator was applied. Her liver enzymes were elevated. Her statins were held. LFTs improved. Echo ultrasound showed hepatic steatosis. Patient was continued on another medication. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility with plans for subsequent surgery. Patient was otherwise doing better. She, at the present time, she does complaints of pain in her legs. She denies any complaints of chest pain, she denies any shortness of breath, she denies any palpitations, she denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for asthma, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, and neuropathy. That surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, hernia repair, hysterectomy, and bladder surgery. Social history. Smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies to NSAIDs. Current medications reviewed and is documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain. She does have history of elevated liver enzymes, history of hepatic steatosis. All of the no history of sickle cell disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she does have history of neuropathy, history of diabetes. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Vital signs reviewed and it's documented in EHR. HEMT examination was normal. People's weight was round and reactive to light. Ectomacular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No real no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities. Right lower extremity with external fixator in place and dressing in place. Impression number one, fall. Next, trimalleolar fracture. Next, hypertension. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent. Next, peripheral neuropathy. Next, hepatic steatosis. next elevated liver enzymes, next chronic kidney disease, stage 4, next hypothyroidism, next hyperlipidemia, next history of asthma. Treatment plan, patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, she is supposed to go back for surgery, will continue her current medications, will monitor her sugar, monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of the patient.